Shalom, everybody. In Parshas Chukas, we hear about the puzzling and tragic episode of Mei Meriva, the episode of Moshe drawing water out of the rock. And in doing so, he made a grave mistake, which cost him the ability to enter into Eretz Yisrael. It's really a challenging episode in the Chumash, and there's so many questions and so many things to think about. For this brief FMT, I'd like to focus on one detail. After Bnei Yisrael complained about not having water to drink, Hashem tells Moshe to speak to a rock and water will come from it. And the Torah then says that Moshe didn't speak to the rock, but Perek Chav Pasuk Yud Aleph, Vayare Moshe Es Yado, Moshe lifted up his hand, Vayaches Asela B'Mateyu Pamaim, Moshe hits the rock with his staff twice, etc. Why does the Torah have to tell us, Vayare Moshe Siyado? Moshe lifted up his hand. Of course, he lifted up his hand. He had to lift up his hand in order to hit the rock. Back in Parashas Beshalach in Sefer Shmos, in the beginning of Perek Yud Zayin, when Bnei Yisrael needed water and Moshe was told to hit the rock, we don't hear there that the Torah told us he lifted up his hand. So why in Parashas Chukas do we hear the seemingly superfluous detail, Vayare Moshe Es Yado? This question is asked by Rav Yosef Shaul Natanzon. Rav Yosef Shaul Natanzon died in 1875. He was the Rav of Lemberg, and he was a very prolific author. He wrote one of the first tshuvos about a Shabbos clock, and he was one of the first to allow a machine to make matzah. In any case, his Sfarim are called Divrei Shaul, and in the Divrei Shaul volume on the Torah on Parshas Chukas, Rav Yosef Shaul Natanzon says the following beautiful idea. Chazal understood that we have 248 parts or components to our bodies, rimach evarim. And these 248 components correspond to the 248 mitzvos asei in the Torah. It's a familiar idea in the world of Chassidus. The 248 parts of the body corresponding to the 248 positive mitzvos in the Torah. And our job is to purify and to elevate ourselves to such a level that each part of our body, our very essence, is dedicated wholly and solely to God. Each part of our body is focused only on doing God's will. No part of the body, no piece of us whatsoever, has any goal other than to serve God. No physical part of us prevents us or slows us down or challenges us, so to speak, to serve God. It's a huge level. Sometimes we get tired in the middle of a mitzvah. We get hungry, we get bored, we get distracted, but the goal is to elevate each piece of us, each component of ourselves, to serve God and only to serve God. Major tzaddikim get and have gotten to that level. The Divrei Shaul gives an example that's found in a number of Sfarim in Chassidus. In Parshas Vayera in Breishis, when Avraham was tested with Akedas Yitzchak, the Torah says that Avraham tied Yitzchak and put him on the Mizbeach. And then the Torah says in Sefer Breishis, Perek Chaf Beis, Pasuk Yud, Vayishlach Avraham es Yado, Avraham stretched out his hand and he took the knife to shecht his son. Why did the Torah have to say, Vayishlach Avraham es Yado? Of course, he stretched out his hand to get the knife. How else would he get the knife? However, says the Divrei Shaul, Avraham Avinu was on such a high level that every part of his body was fixated on serving God. However, when it came time to shecht his own son, his hand felt heavy, so to speak. It was pushing back in an ever so subtle way. Something was holding him back from doing Hashem's will. And that was part of the Nisayon. That was part of the test. It wasn't Hashem's will. Hashem didn't actually want Avram to shecht Yitzchak. And Avram was on such a high level that his own body felt that. His hand understood it, so to speak. Avram had to work against his hand to push back against his hand. And that's what the Torah said. Vayishlach Avraham es yado. Avram had to actively move his hand against what Hashem wanted. And the Divrei Shaul says that's what's going on with Moshe as well. In Parshas Beshalach, Hashem told Moshe to hit the rock. It's what Hashem wanted. So that's what Moshe did. No resistance, no opposition, no physical challenge to Moshe. Moshe was on such a high level that every fiber in his being did what Hashem wanted. But in Parshas Chukas, Hashem never said to hit the rock. It's not what Hashem wanted. So the Torah points out, Vayarem Moshe es yado. Moshe lifted his hand. Moshe had to actively move his hand. It was a struggle, so to speak. Of course, most of us would not feel that struggle. But Avraham and Moshe were on that level where they felt that resistance. We too can, and we must, work in the direction of the tzaddikim, where our body and our neshama are in such perfect sync that all we want to do in every limb in our body is to serve Hashem. We all must work to be on the level that David HaMelech describes in Sefer Tehillim in Perek Lamed Hey, Kol Atzmosai Tomarna Hashem Michamocha. Every bone in my body will say, Hashem, no one is like you. Have an amazing day, everyone.